Received reports around lunchtime today that two businesses in Lifford were broken into last night, and this adds to three residential homes which were broken into last week, and a further three or four homes which were broken into the week before. And this is very, very saddening and alarming news that's coming out this morning again, because you know there's obviously a trend emerging now where a number of residential homes and businesses have now been broken into in the town. And it's simply not good enough that these sorts of incidents are happening in Lifford.
And indeed, previously, we don't know if this is linked, but previously there were fears that a cross-border gang was in operation. And now again, it's time to call for the PSNI and the Guards to work together in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something that I've been calling for the last number of months, because we've seen a number of incidents right along the length of the border and border villages on both sides of the border. And it's something that I think we need to see action on right now, because this can't continue anymore, because people are afraid in their own homes, they're afraid of being broken into, and they're afraid that their businesses are going to get broken into as well. And we can't have people living in fear. It's simply not on. And I would make a direct appeal to whoever is carrying out these actions to please stop and think about what you're doing, and think about the hurt that you're causing the people that are living in your own towns, the hurt that you're causing your neighbours, because you're causing a lot of anguish, and causing a lot of people to be very fearful about what's going to happen, and fearful that somebody is going to break into their home while they're there. And that's simply not on in this day and age. And I would issue a direct appeal to these people to please stop and think about what you're doing.